Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo, Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Dutchison.
Hey, family. Oh, hey, family, hey, family, hey, family. It's Dutchess. How y'all doing out there? Oh, it's been a rough few weeks for me, preparing for a surgery that I'm afraid of and all of that. But I almost didn't show up today. But then I read a nice email from a listener, and she told me how she loved listening to the show and was looking forward to what I had to say about March. And so here I am. We're going to do March. Although something about March just didn't, I don't know, maybe it was just my general mood that March just didn't, I don't know, touch me. It was too, how can I say, too clinical. As a matter of fact, if this book gets more clinical, I'm not even going to want to read it, because I like reading things that's lay friendly for people who don't need to use big words to get thoughts across. I like people like Lena Stevens. I like Kryon. You know, they don't have all that techno jargon and everything. They just speak to the common man. And that's the kind of stuff I like to read. As a matter of fact, that's how I tend to write also. I write like even a young person can understand exactly what I'm saying, and they didn't have to graduate high school to understand what I'm saying. I like that kind of stuff. That's the way I like to talk. Those are the words that I like to read. Very ordinary, everyday words. If I need to use big words, then that's when I'm getting ready to write a professional letter to somebody to give them a piece of my big words mind, you know? So, March is, well, I've got a lot of things here regarding March. I have Living in Gratitude, that's chapter 3. That's all about March. We can do Lena Stevens. That's March's is turbulence ahead, but it's good stuff. Then there's a person that I know named Dino Calvisi, and he has a newsletter, and he posted that the spiritual meaning of March is awakening the consciousness. But that's pretty much what Living in Gratitude is about. It's about compassionate service, and it's also about March being spring, and it is the greening of us as individuals, as humans. March is the time for us to revisit and, you know, give new blooms and new blossoms to our beingness. It starts out with the prayer for March. And the prayer for March is really interesting, because when we're talking about gratitude, the prayer for March is saying, recall the face. That's the title. Recall the face of the poorest and the weakest man whom you may have seen. Recall the face and ask yourself if the step you contemplate is going to be of any use to him. Will it restore him to a control over his own life and destiny? Would it lead to self-rule for the hungry and spiritually starving millions? Then you will find your doubts and yourself melt away. And this is from Mahatma Gandhi. And this was spoken in 1869 to 19. That's how his length of time on the face of this earth was, from 1869 to 1948. Some of us weren't even born during that time. So you see how far back prayers of mercy and prayers of giving and prayers of assisting others has gone on since before any of us were born. So how many of us are in tune with those thoughts of giving? Well, March is the compassionate. It's titled Compassionate Service. And Thomas Merton said, to be grateful is to recognize the love of God in everything he has given us. And so March stands at the cusp of winter and spring. With those of you who have books, you can read along with me. And those of you who don't have your books, I'm not going to be reading word for word, verbatim, but those who have books can read along. March stands at the cusp of winter and spring with the arrival of the vernal equinox around the 21st of the month. So that means we're entering into spring. We enter the season with fresh new life that's bursting out of everything with exuberance and vigor. In the calendars preceding our current one, this one, the new year began in March. So I was confused by, what do you mean the new year began in March? But I believe he or she is talking about the new birth of everything, because everything begins anew in March. You know, New Year is for, what are you talking about, is the lineal term, and New Year, meaning giving birth to, being born again, being at the point of being born, that's the New Year, and that's the new growth, which is in March, because that was when winter's darkness gave way to these tiny little buds that I see on the trees outside my building. And those emerging green, you know, the green grass and the blossoming trees and the opening flowers. So that is the beginning of the newness. She went on to say that somebody named Hildegard von Bingen or Bingen referred to this time as Viriditas, the true greening of ourselves and nature. Those things that have been gestating and incubating in winter reveal themselves in spring. And it is during this burgeoning time that nature mirrors back to us new possibilities and the exaltation of life. That's cool, huh? There's this poet that she said, his name is George Herbert. He expressed that after experiencing a period of depression or spiritual wasteland, he wrote, "Who would have thought my shriveled heart could have recovered greenness?" So spring is the season of hope and the irresistible impulse to grow and create. And as we notice vibrant green sprouts pushing up out of the earth and hear songbirds, because I heard a bird this morning, here we hear the songbirds call for their mates, our own natures begin to realign with the inherent beauty and goodness and abundance that surrounds us. These qualities always reside in the human spirit. If they have been dormant during winter or beyond the range of our attention, they are brought to life into focus by nature's spring splendor. That's really beautiful. I mean, that's really beautiful. So that's what March is. But we need to know, what has that got to do with gratitude? you know, unless that's when we put forth in our journals that we are grateful for all of this blossoming and blooming, and we're looking at things and we're connecting with the beauty that surrounds us, that's coming alive. She was saying that there are ways to become a better person, ways to become a better person. This is through compassionate service. She would like us to remember that the Irish St. Patrick's Day celebration in March reminds us that we have the opportunity to empower ourselves, to regrow and regreen ourselves. The Irish shamrocks and leprechauns that are part of this annual ritual are metaphors for hope and magical possibilities. We're reminded at this time of the year that luck is actually where opportunities and preparedness intersect. We have the ultimate opportunity in spring to restore and embody our natural goodness, okay? And our natural goodness harnesses our luck, and to become, it causes us to become better people. The best way to become a better people, a better person, by being a helper. Becoming a better helper is to become a better person. But one necessary aspect of becoming a better person is through helping other people. So one must and can do both simultaneously. Now, this is a good time to think about the areas in your life where you want to become a better person in order to help others in more impactful ways, you know? She put a list in her book from Ram Dass and Mirabai Bush, where in this book they advised us that there are certain ways for becoming a better person, and we become a better person through cultivating compassionate service. Like, we are advised to be brave, because, you know, you get ready to step out there and be a helper. To be that better person, and you start out small. Don't overwhelm yourself, you know, and you use what you've got. You know, if you cook, you love to bake, you know, you can help your next door neighbor by baking them some cookies or something. You know, little things. Just start by doing little things. Start small, and use what you know how to do and what you've got. And do something that you enjoy. Don't be miserable doing things because the feeling is no, you just, what did you do? You just null and voided the feeling, the gratitude, the giving, if you resenting what you're doing. There's a lot of people that do things just because, and they do it grudgingly. Don't, you know, don't. Find somebody else to do that who wouldn't mind doing it. And don't overcommit. Don't say you're going to do X, Y, and Z, and you know that that is not enough time for you to complete that. We must be discerning when we move forward with any new intention, being attentive to that which is before us and seeking insights into its meaning. Discernment carries the same requirements as what Ram Dass and Mirabai Bush was discussing in their five tenets. We need to summon the courage to begin a new phase in our growth. Then we can start with something we are confident we can achieve by taking our deliberate step each day. Just one deliberate step each day. We avoid recklessness and can build upon those beneficial traits we have already developed in ourselves. So once we align with our hearts to do what we enjoy, then we can choose not to struggle, not to push, not to overcommit. And this way we can find and experience harmony between our souls and the way we are living our lives. Isn't that beautiful? Because there's no sense in you wanting to be a helpful person if you're overwhelming yourself or you're doing it pushy and you know, And no, you can't do it that way. What's his name? I think somebody named sociologist George Simmel said, he wrote a book entitled, that's why chapter, March is just so full of, oh, this one wrote a book. Oh, this one wrote a book. And, oh, this was in this book. You know, that annoys me when I get all of that kind of stuff, because what you're doing is you're creating your stuff just by quoting what other people's stuff was. You know, and so it's nice. We could read those other books, but we wanted to read your book, this book, you know, but you keep referring us to other books. Well, you're making your point by referring us to other books, but who we don't want to read everybody's book. Well, this gentleman, sociologist George Simmel, he wrote one of the earliest essays addressing the subject of gratitude, entitled Faithfulness and Gratitude. He's this guy called Gratitude, the Moral Memory of Mankind. Really? Asserting that by mutual giving, people become tied to each other by a web of feelings of gratitude. Okay. You can tell that I wasn't happy with the month of March in my book. Let's talk about March's benefits of gratitude. These are the practices, okay? She wanted to know, where are you involved in compassionate service to your in your life at this time? Now, compassionate service. Reflections. Embody the love, gratitude, and compassion you want to promote. In other words, you've got to be compassionate in your giving. If this is what you want to promote, then tell me. I'm telling you, what you promote is what you're going to receive. So in contemplated practices of any kind, questions provoke inquiry, reflection, and conscious awareness of what we are learning or what is being revealed to us about our own current inner and outer work. All right? So she had these questions here that we were to notice. And, you know, in her book, we do these types of reflections. And we look at the reflections and we decide which two we want to reflect upon. I will read them all to you. And you can make your choice on what it is you would like to do. One of the reflections. Now explore these very deeply. Take time each day to pause and reflect upon your regreening. The spring invites us toward the true greening of ourselves and nature. What is newly green and growing in your nature at this time? Or what have you been incubating or gestating in winter that is now emerging in spring? What new possibilities are opening up for you? Where is luck present in your life? Remember, luck is actually where opportunity and preparedness intersect. If something lucky has come along, consider how you have set the stage to welcome it and explore the opportunities it contains. The practice of gratitude keeps the heart open. Discernment is wisdom's way to ensure we take appropriate and wise action to connect with what has heart and meaning for us. What wise actions of thankfulness and generosity do you want to extend to yourself and others this month? Next, notice this month where you have extended compassion to others. Where have others extended compassion to you? You know, I have so many people extending compassion to me that I can't begin to tell you how blessed I feel. And I had one person say to me, You know, all of this that's coming to you is a result of all the things that you've extended to others. This is why it's all coming to you. And so I truly feel blessed. The next thing on her list is, what is igniting the thrill of gratitude in your life this month? Offer thanks and appreciation for those moments. Those moments that describe a momentary vacuum into which rushes all that I love. What does such a moment feel like in your body? What emotions arise? I had a friend of mine that I spoke to the other morning. I just decided to call her. And it was amazing because when I told her I was going to have this big surgery, she talked to me about an emergency surgery that she had where she knows she transitioned, and she knows that she died on the table, and she talked about what it felt like. And the only thing I could do while she was talking to me was smile at her description because it was so beautiful. So she was, in her own way, trying to comfort me. And finally, I had to stop her. You know, you need to stop. Because all of this that I felt she was telling me about the beautiful experience she had and, you know, how she met who and what she met on the other side. And she was saying that when we go, it's up to us because we make the decision at that point in time whether we want to stay or we want ready to leave. And I told her she had to stop because although I was smiling while she was talking, I told her, this is supposed to be a surprise for me. You're not supposed to be telling me all of this. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and then in the back of my mind, I was thinking she was sharing her experience with me, but that's not necessarily the way I'm going to experience it. Although hearing her describe what she went through as she transitioned but decided to come back and stay, I just thought it was a beautiful reflection that she was giving me. It just sounded so nice and so peaceful. Well, back to March and its compassionate service. There's some practices, you know, she gives us these things that we should practice. And she wanted to say, read the opening invocation by Gandhi every day and notice what impact it has on your compassionate service or what changes you make as a result of reading this every day this month. One of the practices she expressed was take time every day to rest and renew yourself. This is an active intention for regreening your nature and releasing any stress. And because how can you be happy doing for others if you're all stressed out, you know, and you're going through your process? So this practice reinforces the poet George Herbert's insight. And his insight was, who would have thought my shriveled heart would have recovered greenness? So relax and, you know, de-stress yourself. Practice Ram Dass and Mirabai Bush's 5 ways of cultivating compassionate service, and as a result, become what Maslow calls a better person. You're going to be brave as you step out there. You're going to start very small. You're going to use what you've got. Don't be trying to do something that you don't know how to do. You're going to do something that you enjoy. It's going to give you pleasure. You're not to overcommit, and note which of these may come most naturally to you and which are more challenging. You're going to perform a compassionate act every day this month. Or you can hold a monthly gratitude circle for friends and colleagues and family or others with whom you are called to share this practice. Notice where your experiences are similar and where they are different or unique. And how does sharing your practice with others change your experience? By offering gratitude to yourself for who you are and who you are becoming, you can write down 5 things that you are most grateful for that have changed within your own nature this month, you know? Or you can just write down 5 things every day as a process in your journal. 3 to 5 things every day that you're grateful for. Grateful for the water that flows out your kitchen sink. You know, you ran out of bottled water, you need some water, you can go to the sink and drink some water. Gratitude for a toilet that flushes. You know, there's more water gratitude. Be able to take a shower and a bath. You know, you can find some things that you can be grateful for, and they can be things that are greater or not so great or different from, I'm grateful for the air I breathe. I'm grateful because my eyes opened up this morning. Of course, we can be grateful for those things, but there's so many things to be grateful for, things that we don't even consider a thought to give gratitude towards, okay? You can, reviews and integration, gratitude in the 4 quadrants of life. Remember those quadrants back in January? The work quadrant, spiritual growth and developing character in work, in relationships, in finances, and in health. Notice what you are grateful for in the 4 quadrants. There you go. Once again, what are you grateful for in work, in relationships, finances, health? I can tell you. Finances, let's see. I filed my income tax return February 19th. Last week, all my money was returned to me, federal and state. I like it. Okay? My health, what am I grateful for? I have a lead surgeon that's amazing. And while I am scared because I'm just scared, I know that he's one of the best. And he has summoned the other surgeons that are on standby that are the best as far as he is concerned that he would work with. So while I'm scared, really, really, really scared, almost near tears scared, I am grateful that I have these amazing doctors that God has blessed with the skill to do what needs to be done inside. Relationships, I have a young son who has stood by me through this that I'm most appreciative to. And I appreciate his children because I've noticed that from the time they were born, this young man, my young son, he has shown them how he loves his mother and how he wants them to love their grandmother. And they're a reflection of his love for me. And I really, really am grateful for that. And as far as work, I do my best to do what I can when it comes to some of the service, little bit of stuff that I do in my building, because I appreciate the lady that sits in that office downstairs, and I recognize the fact that she develops a calendar for us. She looks at different types of activities for us to do, and whether I want to or feel like it or not, I will participate in the activities she has put on the calendar to show her my appreciation for the work that she has done. So there you go. And I'll do what I can for her if she needs me to. So the center of the 4 quadrants represent the place of developing character and connecting to your own spiritual growth and development. The center is influenced, impacted, and informed by all 4 quadrants. To help you discover the sources of your gratitude, answer the following tracking questions and see which quadrant or quadrants are emphasized more for you this month. While looking at the illustration, some of you don't have the illustration, but you can put those four quadrants. You know, you can put them out there. You can put, you know, work, relationships, finances, and health. Make a nice little, you know, circles and put them out there, and you can do your own thing. I just shared with you what I've seen for me this month. I don't know what it's going to be next month. So they go into saying, while you're looking at your four quadrants in your life, consider the following questions. What are you seeing that is similar to last month's work? What is different or significantly changing? Review the four quadrants of your life. What is being most activated in either your work, relationships, finances, or health? What internal insights and discoveries are you making that had strengthened your character and fostered spiritual growth this month? What are you noticing that is new, expanded, or being released in each quadrant of your life this month? And what are you grateful for in each of your life's quadrants? And how are you expressing your thankfulness? See? To close out March, because I'm closing out March. I'm closing out this aspect of March. Not all of March, okay? I'll be back. We're closing out this chapter. Blessings, learnings, mercies, and protections. Remember those? Express your gratitude by reflecting upon the major blessings you have given and received, the major learnings you have given and received, the major mercies you have given and received, the major protections you have given and received. And finally, the following questions can help you go deeper in your exploration of these four portals to gratitude. External questions. Who or what has inspired you? Who or what is challenging you? Who or what is surprising you? Who or what is touching or moving you? Wow. And internally, what is strengthening with inside my nature? What is softening within my nature? What is opening within my nature? What is deepening within my nature? Oh, let it be. Okay, honey bunnies. That's our March reflections from Living in Gratitude. Can't wait for April. You know, can't wait for April. And, you know, I'm loving the fact that spring is around the corner. How many days do we have till spring? Okay, anybody out there know? Raise your hand. Well, days until spring. How many days are there until spring? Man, I should have brought my phone in here so I could ask Siri. Get out. It's amazing. Yeah, 14 more days until spring. I am so thrilled. You know, cherry blossoms are popping out all over the place. I'm going to tell you, I've been manifesting like crazy. I was laying there reflecting one morning how I wanted to take my grandchildren to see The Lion King, the play. And, you know, I got up. And I was sweeping the floor, doing something. I had TV on. All of a sudden, Lion King is going to be at the Kennedy Center out there in D.C. is going to be there June 21st to July 29th. Oh, my goodness. So I looked at the tickets. I would like to get some tickets to take my grandchildren to see the Lion King. Tickets are very expensive, but at this point, I really don't care. I have a charge card. I charge the tickets because I want to take my grandchildren to see The Lion King. And if it takes me 6 months to pay off the tickets, then that's what will happen. And then I was thinking that I would really like to take them on a cruise because I was showing my grandson pictures from the cruise ship that I had been on. And he was like, wow, that cruise ship is so huge, it's so big. And while I was cleaning out file cabinets and things, I came across an advertisement for the Disney cruise ship. It was, you know, what is it, the Disney Cruise Line? And when I flipped open this thing, said, welcome aboard, Mattyune family. I said, wow, so I guess we going on a Disney cruise as soon as I come from having this surgery. You know, so I've been manifesting. Things just been popping up out of the clear blue. I had a swan service. Swan. I don't know. Many of you don't have swan. We still have swan, which is the food delivery service. And you can go online and you can order food, frozen food. And I mean, and that this stuff is good. And it's not that expensive. And they happen to have some maple walnut ice cream, and I wanted some. But then I didn't want to have the, you know, they drop it off at my door. By the time I got home, I might have maple walnut soup out there. And so it just so happened I was getting ready to leave for an appointment, and I got this text message from the Schwann people saying, we're in your neighborhood. Would you like us to stop by your door to see what? To see if we have something you would like to have. And I said, sure, stop by, because I was home. And the lady stopped by the door, and I said, do you have any maple walnut ice cream on your truck out there? She said, let me see. So she looked at her list of things that she, and she said, yeah, I have 1 half gallon. There was my manifestation. I got my 1/2 gallon maple walnut ice cream. And the amazing thing was, I was laying in the bed the other morning. My hair is very long, and I needed to wash it. So I'm laying there like, you know what? I really should wash all of this hair on top of my head before my surgery, you know, and at least make it look, you know, fresh. Because it looked all right, but I wanted it to look fresh, like it was just done. And it takes about 2 hours for me to do my hair myself. And then I have to sit on a chair in the bathtub, and I have to put on a shower to wash my hair. I mean, and then, like I say, do it while it's wet and it's dripping and hanging down. Or do I want to just go across the way and let the lady at the salon do it, and she'll wash it, but she's not going to twist up my locks, Negro. I still have to bring it home and do it myself. And so I was like, you know, maybe I should call some salon and see if they will wash it. And I got up and I got to my computer, and there it was, online, beauty salon that I used to go to with my granddaughter, braiding, 15% off today only, March whatever. You know it. I made an appointment and went and got my hair done, and it looks very nice. I had to have it done in such a way that I don't have any pins in it and clips in it and no bobby pins, no straight pins, no clips, no nothing. So I have it, each braid is 6 dreadlocks braided together. And so I have these long, I call them long braid tails hanging down. And it's just a matter of flipping them up and under for my surgery with have rubber bands on the tips of them. So I'm ready. So, yeah, this is the time of manifesting, and I said all of that because this is the spiritual meaning of March, awakening the consciousness, you know, and it should be fun to awaken your consciousness. If you have been feeling hypersensitive, ultra-emotional, exhausted, highly intuitive, and more anxious and charged than normal, it may be linked to the current solar storms causing a major shift in energy. Okay, so I was reading this, and for the last past week, not it's like coming down now, the sun has been spewing exceptionally active rays. Active rays, and releasing multiple solar flares on its surface and spewing charged particles and radiation into space. This has a result in powerful solar storms arriving at Earth, impacting our planet's magnetosphere. What a word. As the charged particles from the sun interact with Earth's magnetosphere, we can experience an influx of cosmic radiation that can affect us on a cellular level. This influx of energy has the potential to cause frequent moments of deja vu, intense waves of emotion, nostalgia, and vivid dreams or nightmares. Boy, have I been having dreams. Solar storms are caused by powerful explosions of radiation on the sun's surface that inject streams of high-speed particles, plasma, and magnetic fields into space. And these fields, they can travel at speeds up to 2 million miles per hour, okay? These solar winds travel the 93 million miles from the sun to the Earth in a matter of days. So solar storms can temporarily disturb Earth's magnetosphere, and as the high-velocity particles from solar winds and flares interact with our planet's electromagnetic field, this can cause disruptions in communication, radio signals, satellite orbits, and even power grids if the strikes are strong enough. Now, they want to know how come they were having all these planes, you know, barely hitting each other, you know, and getting the messaging wrong and these trains derailing and stuff. You know, there's a lot going on because all of it, including us, nothing but energy. So those who are highly sensitive to energies may have been feeling the effects of this solar storm for up to 48 hours prior to its arrival. This is due to the fact that electromagnetic radiation moves at the speed of light, which means it can travel across large distances in a short amount of time. As such, those who are hypersensitive may feel the effects of the solar storms before they actually reach Earth. So solar storms can have a dramatic effect on our intuition. It can have a dramatic effect on our emotions and even over our overall well-being. You know, like you can get all flustered and discombobulated. And this is due to the fact that cosmic radiation interacts with our planet's magnetic field and creates an electromagnetic connection between the solar flares and our own personal energy fields. Solar storms have the potential to bring about life-changing transformation, offering us an opportunity to awaken our consciousness to limitless possibilities. Exposure to high levels of cosmic radiation can help heighten intuition, which can be used to access new and higher wisdom that was otherwise inaccessible. How about that? The heightened intuition brought on by solar storms can provide us with a greater understanding of our deeper purpose. By connecting to the greater cosmic energy, we can gain access to spiritual messages and insights that may have been previously blocked. So you see, the universe is filled with an intricate network of spider web-like magnetic fields that have a deep and powerful connection to our own personal magnetic field. Well, just like we've been talking about, this connection is known as the quantum field and is believed to be responsible for many of the phenomena we witness in the world around us. So our personal magnetic field acts as a conduit between us and the universal energy field. And it is through this connection that we receive the energy from solar storms. Wow. How are y'all being affected by these solar storms? Tell me. Because these solar storms can bring a wealth of opportunity for personal growth and transformation, but they can also create a feeling of volatility and unease. And there have been studies that have shown that during geomagnetic storms, the influx of cosmic radiation interacting with our planet's magnetic field can affect us on a cellular level, having a profound impact on our emotional, mental, spiritual, and our physical health. It's wow. You know, these storms can feel overwhelming. They can cause our emotions to feel unbalanced and heightened, bringing on increased fatigue, confusion, agitation, anxiety, and nervousness. This is our system's way of encouraging us to purge and process old memories and the stagnant emotions they hold so we can elevate beyond our pain and reach and maintain a state of peacefulness. You know, basically anything lingering within our cellular memories due to past trauma that has not yet been processed may raise to the surface so it can finally be healed and cleansed from our energy field. If we are able to enter the storm with a positive, appreciative, and optimistic mindset, we have an amazing opportunity to transcend old patterns of behavior. We can learn significant lessons, and we can vibrate at frequencies that allow us to attract and receive whatever we hope for and more mutually aligned with. As our energy changes frequency, we may find we experience a dramatic increase in intuition and moments of knowing where information comes to our mind without rational explanation. For example, we may suddenly discover the answer to a question that we have been pondering about, a person or a personal relationship, or have an instant understanding about something we have previously failed to figure out. You know, during these solar storms, masses of luminous energy infiltrate Earth's atmosphere and is known to cause any number of the following things. It can heighten awareness, enhance intuition, increase sensitivity, elevate psychic abilities, having insights that seem to appear out of nowhere, premonitions, intense dreams or nightmares, temporary loss of memories, forgetting things, misplacing items, seeing and feeling energy such as orbs, sparks, or flashes of light, noticing energy, warming the palms of your hands, noticing synchronicity, certain number of patterns reappearing, more consciously aware of other people's energy fields, and highly sensitive to negativity. You want to spend time alone in introspection, hearing certain sounds that others can't hear. You know what? They were laughing at me because the other day I told them that when I put my cell phone on my night table where my digital clock is, my cell phone vibrates like my digital clock and the phone are talking to each other, so they were laughing at me. And I told them I am serious. So now I don't put cell phone on the table where my digital alarm clock is. I put it on the opposite nightstand, and I don't hear all that vibration and all of that cosmic talking going on the table on the nightstand, okay? So, you know, you can be hearing sounds that others can't hear, such as voices, music, buzzing, and banging, you know, disrupted sleep and waking up at the same time every night, usually between 2 and 4, feeling disconnected to the way society functions, while also recognizing that there is an unbreakable connection through energy. Knowing things without knowing how or why and trusting the inner knowing. Walking away from drama and conflict. How about no longer needing to force anything, allowing what flows to flow freely and letting what doesn't just flow and fall away. Visions, premonitions, and the ability to predict future events are knowing instantly when there is great unrest, whether with a loved one or somewhere in the world. So these geomagnetic storms are intense, and they are intensely transformational during periods that can bring mind-opening awakenings and reconnect us to internal and external universal knowledge and wisdom. So to ensure we resonate with this higher energy so that our vibration is raised, we can combat the effects of solar activity by resting and taking time from our busy schedule to do the following, okay? Drink plenty of filtered water. And if you don't have filtered water, drink water, period, okay? Take long showers or salt water baths. Meditate and remain aware of reoccurring thoughts and feelings. If possible, avoid caffeine and alcohol and spend time in nature. Consume high vibrational foods such as fruit and vegetables. Remind yourself that everything in the universe is made up of energy and that conscious thought and intention can instantly alter how we think and feel. Breathe deep. Forgive. Release and surrender. Remain aware of reoccurring thoughts and feelings. When possible, temporarily disconnect from technology and anything or anyone where the energy is toxic and draining. By seeking balance and grounding and using grounding practices, you can help to ease intuition, anxiety, and keep emotions in check, while also creating a space for intuition and insight to arise. Take some time away from technology such as phones and computers. This can also be beneficial during a solar storm. This will reduce the amount of electromagnetic radiation exposure and allow you to reconnect with yourself and the world around you. By being mindful of the effects of solar storms and how they affect us, we can embrace the opportunity for personal growth and transformation on a more deeper level. We can use cosmic energy to our advantage and unlock a deep understanding of ourselves and the world around us. This provides a unique opportunity to personally connect with the universe and tap into higher intuition, and that can bring us closer to our true potential. Solar wind streams cause auras or northern lights to occur, so there is a high possibility they will be witnessed around the Arctic Circle over the next couple of days. A friend of mine was in a meeting yesterday, and she talked to one of the women who is from Alaska and asked her about those beautiful lights because she saw it on the news. And these, these auras that you see be seen, or the northern lights can be seen before sunrise or approximately an hour or two after sunset. All right. Now, there is a disclaimer about all that I have said. because studies have found that the temporary influxes or influences of solar storms can have a variety of effects upon intuition, anxiety, to heightened emotions. However, it is important to note that these symptoms can also be caused by medical conditions that may require attention from a healthcare professional. If you experience any symptoms related to geomagnetic storms or intuition, anxiety that cause concern, then it is very important to seek medical advice from a qualified professional. Solar storms offer an incredible chance for spiritual enlightenment, but should be approached with caution in order to ensure your physical well-being is taken care of too. An awareness of the impact of cosmic energy on our own energy field is key to navigating the effects of a solar storm while staying open to the abundance of opportunities for personal growth and transformation. Okay? This article that I just, you know, shared with you is was written by, what's his name? Alex Miles. So, the spiritual meaning of the month of March. Got this from a friend. As we grow, well, the spiritual meaning of the month of March is the awakening of consciousness. As we grow in consciousness, we become aware of who and what we are. As humans, we are an extension of who we were in the non-physical. As mortal beings, we record and carry with us everything we have learned through past and present experiences. You can call it your baggage or your profile. However you choose to label it, it is still part of your reality. That also applies to the life we led in the non-physical. What we have learned stays with us through all eternity. In the non-physical, we are aware of unconditional love energy. The more we love in this state, the higher our consciousness resonates. Loving conditionally lowers your vibration and attracts little energy in both people and circumstances. When we love unconditionally, we learn to forgive ourselves as well as others. This feeling resonates, teaching those around us to perform in the same way. Learning to release stress, anxiety, and worry is part of loving yourself without condition. To achieve a meaningful life and understand one's true life or true self, we must take responsibility to find happiness and inner peace within. Once accomplished, we now begin to heal mind, body, and spirit. Resonating this consciousness, we have the ability and capacity for fundamentally the world. Thank you for listening, and I love you so much. Let's do this, okay? See you next month. Or I may see you in a couple of weeks. Night-night. You turned that light on.
I'm sharing the title, okay? Thank you.
Program. It's easy to use apps and over 200 zero-point foods. You'll never go hungry. Losing weight with Weight Watchers just got easier. Start today at www.com.
This is the exact same color as my skin.
Oh, look at the coverage.
Oh my God, guys.
Throw the other foundations away. This quiz will change your life.
I just had my knee-setting quiz on their website to match me perfectly. Insane. You guys can try this for free. 14 days. It feels like I have nothing on my face.
If this were the real COVID-19, I would be in real trouble because I have asthma.
And I have depression.
I have diabetes.
In fact, you could be one of almost 200 million Americans with a high risk factor that makes COVID even riskier.
That's why you need to be ready and have a plan. Other risk factors include heart disease or being inactive.
Even being over 50 or being a smoker, which is a serious risk.
Could that be you? Find out.
Go to WinPlanGood.com and read your status. Then, make a plan.
Because if you get COVID on that last month, the only thing you want to do is wait and stay. Be ready to have a plan. And ask your doctor about treatment options that may help. From MGM Studios and South TV comes a new original comedy series. They're independent women living single together. Welcome to the penthouse.
It's Lindsay.
I'm right about asking you to move in.
As much as I enjoy living with the two of you, we need some male energy up in here.
I'm tired.
I'm
living a bachelor extreme.
That's your age. A Bounce original series. All new episodes.
Saturday, 8, 7 central. Only on Bounce.
This chapter will now require a complete rewrite.
I never said complete, Doc. We don't have time for complete. Besides, you write about two other unsolved cases in that chapter, and that's plenty.
Yeah, but this current case is by far the most intriguing, rendering most, if not all, the rest of the chapter utterly moot.
Oh, no, 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 no. No, no crumpling, Doc. Do not crumple. Okay, we will deliver this baby. That's written, on time, and uncrumpled. Along with a proposal.
A proposal?
Yeah, for an entirely new chapter dedicated solely to this insane case. I mean, think of it. War Six, that collector show. We don't even know the outcome of this yet, and this could end up your best chapter of all. You got that?
You can be quite an acquired taste, Casey. Has anyone ever told you that?
Only every teacher, coach, and relationship.
It will allow me to express how grateful I am to have acquired it.
Yeah. Okay, now go. You. I have too much work to do. Seriously, I mean, it took Jimmy like years to stand up to that guy like that. It's what he hired me to do.
Hey, Abby, you sure you want all this down here? There's plenty of space on the end of this garage.
That's fine.
Oh, grab my mask back. Yeah, I get it.
Oh,
When I say Jimmy, you say hey.
Hey, hey, hey. Okay, now.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
It's all good, then?
Yeah.
Oh, return of the Mac. Out of the drawer and full display. You got it to work again?
It's the best paperweight ever. It only takes antique staples, so I had to order more from a dealer in Zurich, and they'll be here next week.
Once again, priceless. Rich guy. Now, what do we know?
Well, we know Zurich.
Clarence Wyatt, 38, CEO of Redfield Financial. He's an investment whiz who, as far as we can tell, made his fortune running a hedge fund.
Born and raised in Philadelphia, he was a true rags-to-riches story.
Here is Hetfield, home of the Reconnaissance Home Museum.
Got that. What else?
Out of high school, Wyatt worked a few odd jobs, and one of them was as a driver for a trucking company that specializes in delivery of fine furnishings and artwork.
Now, you guys want to know how long ago that was?
16 years. At long last, Jethro, we might finally have the answer.
Yes. What else do we need?
Yeah.